You're listening to SBS News.
Boris Johnson has won the Conservative Party leadership vote and consequently will become Britain's new Prime Minister. Chairman of the 1922 committee, Dame Cheryl Gillan, announced the Conservative leadership ballot results.
And the total number of votes given to each candidate was as follows. Jeremy Hunt, 46,656. Boris Johnson, 92,153. And therefore I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Nearly 160,000 Conservative Party members voted in the ballot, with Mr. Johnson overwhelmingly defeating fellow Conservative MP Jeremy Hunt. In a passionate victory speech, Mr. Johnson promised to deliver on Brexit and energise the country.
We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do. And we are once again going to believe in ourselves and what we can achieve. And like some slumbering giant, we are going to rise and ping off the guy ropes of self-doubt and negativity with better education, better infrastructure, more police, fantastic full fibre broadband sprouting in every household. We are going to unite this amazing country.
The former Mayor of London says he's not daunted by the task ahead and is determined to keep his campaign promise.
I think that we know that we can do it and that the people of this country are trusting in us to do it, and we know that we will do it. And we know the mantra of the campaign that has just gone by. In case you've forgotten it, it is deliver Brexit, unite the country and defeat Jeremy Corbyn. And that is what we're going to do.
He's vowing to be the leader Britain needs.
We are going to unite this amazing country and we are going to take it forward. I thank you all very much for the incredible honour that you have just done me. I will work flat out from now on with my team that I will build, I hope, in the next few days to repay your confidence. But in the meantime, the campaign is over and the work begins.
Boris Johnson takes over leadership from outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, who announced her resignation in May after failing to pass her Brexit deal through British Parliament multiple times. Conservative Party MP Charles Walker used the leadership announcement to pay homage to the outgoing leader.
I want to take this opportunity to say a thank you to our current Prime Minister, Theresa May, for her leadership of our party and our country over the last 3 years, something that was never going to be an easy task.
Boris Johnson will be formally sworn in as Prime Minister after Theresa May tenders her resignation to the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Nikki Canning, SBS News.